So, hello, welcome to this month's UHB Library Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny, and I have a very special guest with me today. I'm joined by Gladys Lopez from Clinical Key. So big welcome, Gladys.
Hi, Jenny. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm really glad to be here.
No, it's a pleasure. So Gladys is very kindly running a Clinical Key training session for us today. We've got a number of people attending, so hopefully everyone who attends will find it really useful and will put it into their medical practice. But I thought, because I know we had people who unfortunately couldn't make the training, and also that we have new staff joining us, and maybe people just haven't heard of Clinical Key before. So I thought it'd be really good to do a podcast episode covering Clinical Key. So I think a good point to start is if you could tell us a little about your role at Clinical Key, just a little bit about yourself.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm the account engagement manager for Nordics and the United Kingdom, based in Amsterdam for Elsevier. Elsevier, as you know, is the health information analytics company which mission is to advance health, science, and education. And here at Elsevier, we have the area of clinical solutions where it sits Clinical Key, that is the product that your trust subscribes. We are promoting the culture of evidence-based practice, and that's why for us it's very important that everybody in your institution knows that they have access to Clinical Key.
Perfect. So we've got a lot of new staff, maybe people who haven't come across Clinical Key before. So I think a good, probably first question is, what is Clinical Key? And what types of information can people, what can people access on Clinical Key?
Yeah, definitely. Clinical Key is a clinical search engine, which supports you with broad content and deep information across more than 30 medical specialties. As I was saying, we are promoting a culture of evidence-based practice, and we are helping the institution to maintain a brand and reputation of excellence by having different content. This type of different content that you can access through Clinical Key can be full text books and journals, can be also clinical overviews, drug monographs, procedure videos, practice guidelines, clinical trials that you can engage with. And there is more content that I would like to explain further a bit later today.
Lovely. And you've got some examples of journals and books, because I know Clinical Key has quite a vast collection, and I say covering a lot of different specialities as well.
Yeah, definitely. We at Clinical Key, we try to divide into use cases. And is the same person can be using Clinical Key at the point of care, and the same person can be using Clinical Key for research. And books and journals is the favorite part for our researchers, because on Clinical Key, you can use filters for journal articles or for systematic reviews or meta-analysis and narrative reviews, and then make your search as broad or as narrow as you like. On Clinical Key, we have several books. For example, the most well-known is Grey's Anatomy, and also journals as The Lancet, that is helping our research to have current information available on Clinical Key. Our master content list is updated monthly, and you can easily access to the list in Excel, so you know exactly what you are receiving there. And it's super easy to search. If you don't need any specialized skills, you don't need to have a technical background, it's just like Googling. I prefer to put it like that. If you can Google something, you can Clinical Key something. And definitely, you can reach also other content when you are looking for your journals and books, because you are going to have on the search clinical overviews and guidelines and multimedia related to what you are searching there. So let me just take an example, because I have seen that at your institution, there is a lot of usage regarding surgery. So for example, for books regarding surgery, we have The Breast, we have Savvy Stone Textbook of Surgery, and also Gray's Surgical Anatomy. And if we go for journals, we can see that we have the Journal of the American College of Surgeons, but we also have the European Journal of Surgical Oncology and Surgery, Surgical Clinics. We have a broad range of journals that are available for each specialty.
Yeah, and that's particularly, I mean, especially at this time while we're still in a pandemic, having access to electronic versions is always really beneficial, isn't it, to have? So I'm sure our staff will appreciate having that access.
Yeah, definitely. This is important because we are living in an explosion of information, and now our goal is to target which information can be more useful to our patients and also to our trust, right?
Yeah, definitely. So we've already started to touch on this already, but how can our trust staff use ClinQuay to support patient care and research? So how can they make the most of the ClinQuay site?
Yeah, as we were saying, right, healthcare is becoming more complicated. And it's estimated that the information is doubling every 73 days. Imagine this. So ClinQuay try to prevent this by providing point-of-care functionalities. And I would like to mention four of these point-of-care functionalities. For example, you have a NICE guidelines available there. And, of course, you can reach the NICE guidelines website, but the advantage that ClinQuay offers is that you can also compare other guidelines across the globe. So you are sure what you are doing, you are following the guidelines, but at the same time you are having all the knowledge and keeping abreast of the latest thinking globally. The second example that I would like to mention are the BNF guides and drug monographs that are available alongside with gold standard content where you can reach adverse reaction of contraindication for just to confirm your or assess your diagnosis. The third one is the clinical calculators. There is a tool that is on ClinQuay. So we can see here that it's not just books and journals, right? You can actually put your data there, submit your data there, and you are going to have, based on the drug that you are checking or based on the age and sex of your patient, a diagnosis. So then you can rely that the information that I'm sure you as a clinician are already aware you have the backside of this clinical calculator. And the fourth, last but not least, I would like to emphasize the clinical focus filter, which recently was included on ClinQuay. I think like it was less than 1 month ago. And if the clinicians at the point of care or the nurses at the point of care want a fast answer, then you can just click on this clinical focus filter, and you are going to remove all the journals and books articles so you can have a fast answer by clinical overviews, guidelines, or images that are related to the diagnosis that you want to give to your patient. For example, if you're in front of your patient, this helps a lot.
Perfect. And the other thing we do quite a bit here as well is that a lot of staff are involved in teaching. So we have a lot of medical students. A lot of staff are doing presentations as well. So how also can we use ClinQuay as a teaching tool?
Yeah, completely. With Elsevier's ClinQuay, students and faculty will have the learning resources and teaching tools that they need to address the long-term dynamic learning needs of the model medical student. You can use, as you mentioned, Jen, you can use the presentation maker. The presentation maker can export images to PowerPoint and Keynote quickly and easily by just selecting the images from the search and browse results and then creating your own presentation. So you don't lose time by copying and pasting all the bibliography, and you have the access to use this when there is no commercial purpose behind that. So you can create your presentations that you need to present in front of your peers or in front of your junior doctors, and it's going to save you time. Another functionality that is for education, I can mention the tags. The tags are the folders that we have on ClinQuay. We call it tags because you are assigning to each articles or journals or image, for example, diabetes. And then you have your own folder that you can share with your peers or just for your own knowledge. So you can organize inside ClinQuay your content, and you save time by not looking back to the search or to having to type again the same terms. Of course, these two functionalities are available if you open your account there, because for data protection, we cannot have this available for everyone, right? So yeah. If you create something inside your account, then you are be the only one watching what you have been saving. So I think it's something really important that you can use for education.
Fantastic. Yeah, there's just, I mean, I think we've only really touched on it, but there's just so much on clinical keys in there, and it's just a really valuable tool for staff and for students as well to use. So we just find it a really important resource to offer here at the Trust. But thank you. So that kind of brings us to the end of the questions. But if you've got any additional comments you'd like to add on, anything else you'd like add our Trust staff to know about clinical key?
Thank you so much. I have no comments, and I have been very happy to be invited here for this podcast. And anytime that you need more information about Clinical Key, please feel free to reach me or reach your library team that is helping you to keep abreast of the latest thinking.
Thank you very much for joining us. And as I say, anyone who wants more information on Clinical Key can get in touch with Clinical Key themselves or with the library. To access Clinical Key, you do need an Open Athens account. So if you don't have one of those already, if you visit openathens.mys.org.uk and you can register there. It's a very short registration form. And if you use your UHB email, your account will be validated and you'll be ready to go and access Clinical Key within probably a couple of minutes. It's a very quick process. But if you have any questions, Open Athens as well, just come visit the library staff and we'll be happy to help you. But thank you for joining us, Gladys. Thank you very much for giving us your time and also for the training that's happening today as well at the time of recording. And thank you everyone for listening, and I will see everybody soon.